The message growers keep receiving is clear. Customers want fruit that's easy to peel, has no seeds, and easily fits in a lunchbox. But not everyone is sold on the idea that seedless, easy-peel mandarins will be the saviour of the citrus industry.
Well, I think it's the big chains that are dictating what fruit that the consumer wants. You don't have a choice when you go to a supermarket, only what's on the shelf. So, it's really the supermarkets that are dictating what they want to buy and probably what they can make most money out of.
Robert Mansell grows citrus at Collignan, just outside Mildura in northwest Victoria. He's expanded his imperial mandarin plantings in recent years to meet market demands. It's the growth in mandarin sales that has Citrus Australia predicting a bright future. Its chairwoman is Tanya Chapman.
One of the main varieties that has been really taken off around the world is called Nafura Mandarine, which is seedless easy peel. And the plantings that have gone on, not only in Australia but worldwide, means that this mandarin is what I call literally taking the world by storm. And to that end, we're actually seeing that Coles and Woolworths last year reported for the first time ever that mandarin sales had overtaken navel sales. So that goes to show that it's not happening just around the world, everywhere else. It's happening here. And I suppose the beauty of that easy peeler is, you know, you can put it in your child's lunchbox. They're not going to end up with orange juice, you know, all over their face, which incidentally is what I love most about oranges. But for children at school, it's a nice sized piece of fruit. They're getting, you know, what they need, far better than putting in a Mars bar or a muesli bar. So it is really starting to happen.
But grower Robert Mansell doesn't see it this way. He fears if everyone keeps planting mandarins, supply will increase, prices will fall, and growers will be left out of pocket.
Well, they're saying that there's a huge market out there for forers on the export market, and it's certainly what they're saying some of the importing countries are looking for. But the issue is, if we have a hiccup in the export, then where's it going to be marketed? It'll be dumped on the local market, and that then impacts on all other fruits as well. So I have a concern that the word is get in and plant more mandarins, and everything will be rosy, but there's too many variables out there that can actually change that. And I'm just concerned that, you know, if we have big volumes and that we don't have those export markets that they reckon we've got, or we don't grow the quality of the fruit that they require, what's going to happen to the fruit? And it'll probably be the grower that loses out again.
The rise of mandarins at the expense of oranges is a global trend. Changes in lifestyle and priorities slashed demands for Israeli oranges on the fresh food market a decade ago. Citrus growers pulled out their trees and planted seedless mandarin varieties. Israeli researcher Joshua Kanonich says growers simply have to supply what the market wants if they're to stay in business.
I mean, the market for sure don't want any more grapefruit. The generation that ate grapefruit is a change. Now the new generation want mandarin. Easy peeling, easy separating, and tasty. And seedless, of course.
The predicament has growers facing a challenge. Plant new trees in the hope seedless mandarins will still be popular in a decade, or stick with their oranges and look for new markets. Fellow Israeli researcher Nir Karmi says it's a gamble no matter what growers decide.
Growing citrus is like playing in the stock market. You plant trees today and you assume that in 3 years from now these are the fruits that the people will ask for. So you need to gamble. And like in gambling, you prefer to replace your product all the time. So what we've done during the last 10 years is replacing the old varieties with new varieties.